Lawmakers investigating alleged insider stock trading by Martha Stewart have referred her case to the Justice Department for potential prosecution. The House Energy and Commerce Committee says it has unanswered questions about Stewart's sale last December of almost 4,000 shares of stock in the biotechnology firm ImClone. Committee members say Stewart has refused to cooperate with their investigation and was planning to plead the Fifth if subpoenaed. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee had spent weeks investigating Stewart's sale of ImClone stock. Today, Louisiana Republican Billy Tozan, who chairs the committee, said emails and phone records released to the committee recently cast doubt upon Stewart's version of events.
This evidence raises a serious question as to whether Ms. Stewart's accounts were false, misleading, and designed to conceal material facts.
Tozan said the committee had wanted to talk to Stewart personally to get her to clarify the inconsistencies, but she had refused to cooperate. And so Tozan said the committee had decided to turn the evidence it's uncovered over to the Justice Department and strongly recommend that she be investigated for making false statements to Congress. Stewart sold her ImClone shares one day before the Food and Drug Administration announced that it was rejecting a license for a cancer drug developed by the company. The company's founder, Sam Woxall, has already been accused of tipping off family members about the FDA's decision, and investigators are looking into whether he also passed on a warning to Stewart, who was a good friend, either directly or through her broker. Jill Fish is a professor at the Fordham University Law School.
Well, there clearly is a personal relationship there. There's a possibility or there are some suggestions that information may have been conveyed. It's all circumstantial. There's no way to know exactly what occurred in the course of those conversations. There's no tape. There's no record.
Building an insider trading case against Stewart won't be easy. Prosecutors must show not only that Stewart had illegally obtained information when she sold her shares, but also that she knew it was illegal. But the government has persuaded an assistant to Stewart's broker and a friend who was with her when she sold her shares to cooperate, and they may be able to shed light on how much Stewart knew. A key issue in the case is Stewart's claim that she had what is known as a stop-loss order. Stewart says she had a standing order to sell her shares if they dipped below $60, as they did that day. But there's no documentation of that, and testimony from the broker's assistant has allegedly raised doubts about her story. Attorney Melvin Weiss, who is representing shareholders in a related suit against Stewart, says that alone is suspicious.
I think that when somebody falsifies a story concerning the circumstances under which she sold, that's strong evidence that she's covering up something.
As the Stewart case has dragged on, the Energy and Commerce Committee has faced growing criticism for getting involved in the first place, and some critics have suggested that the pursuit of the high-profile Stewart was little more than headline chasing. Former SEC official Ira Lee Sorkin says it's shameful that the committee has been so preoccupied by a relatively small insider trading case when there are so many larger business issues demanding attention right now.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It's become a feeding frenzy, and it gives them the opportunity to give speeches and hold press conferences and get their names in the newspaper. Nothing productive has come out of this.
Sorkin says that if Martha Stewart has committed insider trading, the SEC and the Justice Department can investigate her. At today's press conference, committee members took considerable time to defend themselves against such criticism. Pennsylvania Republican James Greenwood insisted that the committee had pursued Stewart and ImClone only as part of a larger investigation into the drug approval process. Greenwood noted, ironically, that reporters and TV crews had shown up at the press conference en masse, even as they kept asking why Stewart's fate was worth so much of the committee's time. As for Stewart, her attorney said she disagreed with the committee's findings, but was glad the matter would now be in the hands of professionals trained to conduct a responsible and thorough investigation. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.